What do you think makes the perfect snack?
It's gotta be when I'm really craving it and it's convenient.
Could you be more specific?
When it's cravenient.
Okay.
Like a freshly baked cookie made with real butter, available right down the street at AMPM, or a savory breakfast sandwich I can grab in just a second at AMPM.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Well, yeah, we're talking about what I crave.
Which is anything from AMPM.
What more could you want?
Stop by AMPM where the snacks and drinks are perfectly craveable and convenient. That's cravenience. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Healthy Boundaries, Protect Your Peace. Today, we're diving deep into something super important, especially if you've ever felt a little overwhelmed or taken advantage of in your relationships, boundaries in intimate relationships. Think about it, we all crave connection, right? We want that warm fuzzy feeling of being understood and loved. But sometimes, without clear boundaries, those connections can become tangled messes. Ever feel like you're constantly giving but not receiving back? You know that feeling when your partner expects you to drop everything at a moment's notice, or maybe they just don't seem to respect your need for personal space? Setting healthy boundaries in intimate relationships isn't about building walls, it's about creating a strong foundation of respect and understanding. It's about knowing your worth and communicating what you need to feel safe, respected, and truly happy. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you create those rock-solid boundaries. 1. Know yourself first. This is like the foundation of any good relationship, with yourself. Before you can set healthy boundaries with others, you need to know your own needs and values. What makes you feel comfortable? What are your non-negotiables? Think about your past experiences. Have there been situations where you felt uncomfortable or taken advantage of? Recognizing those patterns is key. It's like having an internal compass guiding you towards what feels right. 2. Communicate clearly. This one's crucial. Don't expect your partner to read your mind. Sometimes, it's easier said than done, but clear communication is the cornerstone of any healthy relationship. Express your needs and expectations directly, calmly, and respectfully. Don't be afraid to say, no, when you need to. Remember, a firm, no, doesn't have to be harsh, it can be gentle but assertive. 3. Respect your partner's boundaries too. It's a two-way street. Healthy boundaries mean respecting your partner's needs and limits just as much as they respect yours. Listen actively when they communicate their boundaries, and strive to understand their perspective. Think of it like a dance. You both need to move in sync to create a harmonious rhythm. 4. It's okay to seek support. Sometimes, navigating boundary issues can feel overwhelming. Don't hesitate to reach out for support. Talk to trusted friends or family members, or consider seeking professional guidance from a therapist or counselor. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Sharing your struggles can lighten the load and provide valuable insights. 5. Be patient and persistent. Setting boundaries is an ongoing process. It takes time, patience, and consistent effort. There will be bumps along the way, but don't give up. Keep communicating openly, reassessing your needs, and refining your boundaries as you go. Think of it like a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're having a relaxing evening at home, finally unwinding after a long day. You've got your favorite book in hand, comfy pajamas on, and maybe even a steaming cup of tea. Suddenly, your partner walks in expecting to have a deep conversation about their day, right then and there. You feel that familiar tug of obligation, wanting to be supportive but also craving some quiet time. This is where boundaries come into play. You could gently say something like, "Hey, I love you, and I want to chat later, but right now I need a little bit of me time to unwind. Can we catch up after dinner?" See? Simple, respectful, and assertive. By communicating your needs clearly, you protect your peace while still showing your partner that you care. So remember, setting boundaries in intimate relationships isn't selfish, it's self-love. It allows for genuine connection and respect to thrive. Let's recap. Know yourself first, communicate clearly, respect each other's boundaries, seek support when needed, and be patient with the process. These 5 steps can truly transform your relationships. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some boundary challenges you face in your own intimate relationships? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to Healthy Boundaries, Protect Your Peace for more daily doses of wisdom and inspiration. Until next time, stay strong, stay true to yourself, and always protect your peace.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.